Please join me in welcoming back to the stage the voice of May Rosalie Chang, the voice of Ming, May's mom, Sandra Oh, the voice of Priya, Maitreyi Ramakrishnan, producer Lindsay Collins, and the director of Turning Red, Domi Shi.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto filmmaker Domi Shi's newest project, Turning Red, debuted at the TIFF Bell Lightbox this week. The film depicts a 13-year-old Asian Canadian girl named May, who turns into a giant red panda when she's in high emotions. Turning Red made history as the first female-only Disney Pixar film ever produced. Locally, the film is the first to explore the experiences and stories of Toronto's Chinese communities. The setting is 2002, and notable areas around the downtown core's Chinatown and other landmarks are highlighted throughout its runtime. In a moderated discussion by TIFF CEO Cameron Bailey, she and the cast spoke about why Toronto was chosen as the backdrop of the film, and the need to showcase this type of story to audiences. Prior to directing Turning Red, she won the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film in 2009 for Bao.
Yeah, it was definitely more like trying to recreate the feeling of Toronto versus like actually like going down to Google Street View and like replicating every alley. And the feeling I wanted to recreate was just how colorful and diverse and Canadian Toronto is. And I think, you know, the crew just really captured that. I'm super proud of like how in every single shot of the movie, like of the city, of her school, even in her friend group, you just see like just how beautiful and diverse the city is.
She said that adding several Toronto references, including streetcars, the streets of Spadina and Dundas, and old names like the Sky Dome instead of the Rogers Centre, represented the culture and city that raised her in the 1990s and early 2000s.
How many more Toronto things can I squeeze in here? We even
ask
had
Martin
a
Martin Scorsese about New York.
Yeah,
you know, constantly.
Because he's from there and he loves it, and it was the city that raised him, and Toronto is the city that raised me. And it's just so special and diverse and cute. It's and yeah, it's just been such a great home for me and my family, and it was just an honor to bring it to the big screen. There were like so many other scenes that we cut that feature Toronto. There was like a whole panda battle in Nathan Phillips Square.
There was, I also remember that.
Yeah.
Veteran actress and Toronto native Sandra Oh discusses how storytelling for Asian Canadians changed throughout her career, culminating today in working with fellow Asian creatives who are pushing to tell their own authentic stories.
You know what I mean? Here is a, you know, fellow Canadian writer-director that I can help bring her vision. Here is a new generation of actors that I can, like, also help, you know, just be fellow and a fellow actor to, but also to help bring along into this very tricky business. It's great. It's great. And it's really nice, you know, actually having turned 50 to kind of have like a really nice beginning of perspective, because, you know, you spend your time, your career just head down working and not necessarily looking up. It's kind of nice to kind of look up and realize that you've been a part of something growing.
Turning Red had its general release set for March 14th in theaters. The film was also made available for Disney Plus subscribers as well. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.